Well over 4 years into the conflict between Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's troops and non-state actors, Russia told the UN Human Rights Council that it too wanted peace. But in an address to the Geneva Assembly, the Russian delegation's Maria Kodinskaya-Golenishkova said the biggest threat to security were jihadists and terrorists.
Mr. President, all representatives in this room know, want the violence in Syria to be ended. However, it is important to understand that when jihadists are the main threat to Syria and the region, stopping the degradation of the situation of human rights is not possible without a victory over the terrorists.
The Russian spokesperson said that the opponents of extremists should be the Syrian army, the Iraqi military, Kurdish forces and Syrian opposition troops.
Their joint efforts against terrorism must take place with international support of those states which indeed are interested in preventing the collapse of Syria and further chaos in the region.
Ahead of the Russian delegation's speech, the UN Assembly heard of ongoing dreadful rights violations in the country from Commission of Inquiry Chairman Paolo Pinheiro. In his latest report on the conflict, Pinheiro criticized what he called the relentless assault on Syrians' rights and the refugee crisis it had caused. Violations continue to be committed by all sides in the conflict, the UN independent investigator said, including indiscriminate attacks on civilians by forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad. Pinheiro, a veteran Brazilian diplomat, also told the Human Rights Council how non-state actors such as so-called ISIL extremists abduct and rape girls as young as 9. Turning his attention to the international community, Pinheiro described reported talks between the United States and Russia on de-escalating the conflict as auspicious. At the same time, however, the UN investigator said it was grotesque that international actors still believed a military solution to the conflict was possible.
If the war in Syria continues in the foreseeable future, countries will be fueling a war to keep their influence over a country that will barely exist. It will be a country of burnt buildings and deserted alleyways, a nation whose people live in other lands and whose children speak another language.
In short, Pinheiro said it was time to curb the flow of weapons to the Syrian conflict and support UN-led efforts to secure peace in Syria by making what he called necessary compromises. In response to accusations of war crimes and crimes against humanity, the Syrian Arab Republic delegation's Abdul Mola al-Nukari denied responsibility for arbitrary executions and attacks on civilians before condemning the UN investigators' skewed approach. The United States delegation to the UN Council, meanwhile, rounded on what it called the Syrian regime's disregard for human life. And Ambassador Keith Harper maintained that the United States was continuing to press for a negotiated future for the country that would be, as he said, away from President Assad. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.